Indian barbarities, adapted from Conditions of the Indian Tribes, a report of the Joint Special Committee of Congress, the Doolittle Report, pages 41 and 42, January 26, 1867. When the attack was made, the Indians flocked around the camp of the head chief, and he ran out his flag. He had a large American flag, which was presented to him, I think, by Colonel Greenwood some years ago. And under this American flag, he had likewise a small white flag. Was it light, so that the flags could be plainly seen? Yes, they could be plainly seen. How many were killed? I think about 70 or 80, including men, women, and children. 25 or 30 of them were warriors, probably, and the rest were women, children, boys, and old men. Were any Indian barbarities practiced? The worst I have ever seen. All manner of depredations were inflicted on their persons. They were scalped, their brains knocked out. The men used their knives, ripped open women, clubbed little children, knocked them in the head with their guns, beat their brains out, mutilated their bodies in every sense of the word. Do you know which troops those were that actually did this work? Whether they were the 100-day men who came from Denver, or the regular 1st Colorado Regiment? I am not able to say. They were all in a body together, between 800 and 1,000 men, I took them to be. I saw some of the 1st Colorado Regiment committing some very bad acts there on the persons of the Indians, and I likewise saw some of the 100-day men in the same kind of business. When they came back to the Indian village, were any of the Indians there, men, women, or children, left? No, sir. They were all gone, except a few children who came into our camp an hour after we had all returned.